This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our audio commentary track for Twilight Eclipse.
Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm here to warn you.
Just leave now. She has a right to know.
What?
We've been tracking the situation in Seattle for a while. Unexplained disappearances. Killings.
Someone's creating an army.
An army of vampires? They're coming here.
This thing is an ugly fight. With lives lost, we're in. As long as we get to kill some vampires.
It's time.
Yes, it is.
Everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for Twilight Eclipse, and the story is as follows. Danger once again surrounds Bella as a string of mysterious killings terrorizes Seattle, and a malicious vampire continues her infernal quest for revenge. Amid the turmoil, Bella must choose between her love for Edward and her friendship with Jacob, knowing that her decision may ignite the long simmering feud between vampire and werewolf. The film is starring Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner, Bryce Dallas Howard, Billy Burke, Dakota Fanning. This one is directed by David Slade, and it is written by Melissa Rosenberg. Here to join me for this audio commentary track, I have Nicole Ackman.
Thrilled to still be here.
Dan Baer.
I can't even with that plot description.
Charlie Bright.
This statement make me Matt Reed to audience. I am here of own free will.
And popping in as a guest for this entry in the Twilight Saga, we have Ryan McQuaid.
What did I get myself into? What am I doing here? What is life?
So we are on our third of five movies today on November 13th. We just finished watching Twilight and Twilight New Moon, about to begin Twilight Eclipse. And Ryan, since you're new here along this journey with all of us, can you give us just a little bit of context into your history with the Twilight series before we begin?
Yeah, the series sucks, but they're fun watches. And you watch them with people and you drink and you laugh. And I like New Moon. And I like this one. And the final one that's split into two parts is a hilarious mess. The first movie is awful. Like the worst use of a Radiohead needle drop in the history of cinema. And so, yeah, it's no secret why Pattinson and Stewart wanted to try to prove to the world that they were serious actors. But yeah, this will be fun.
Yeah.
This is great, guys. It's like therapy.
No, we've been having fun so far.
We've made it fun for each other.
Yes, I agree with that. And so we are very, very excited to begin film number 3. We ask everyone that's watching at home to watch along with us. We're going to do a countdown here to synchronize our watching experience together. So if you have it queued up, I'm going to do a countdown of 3, 2, 1, click. So everybody click on click.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Coming up on 5-Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
In 3, 2, 1, click. And now we begin Twilight Eclipse.
Let's go.
I'm so excited.
Thunderclapping over the Summit logo. Dramatic. Yeah.
Another different Summit Entertainment logo presentation.
Ryan, I definitely recommend putting your captions on, your subtitles, because some of the subtitles for these are incredible.
Nicole, I'm way ahead of you. You know me.
Okay.
I gotta get the full immersive experience.
Wait, is this her friend?
That's what I was just about to ask. Is this the guy from that likes her at school?
That's what I was wondering.
Nah.
No, I don't think it is.
Is it? I don't think it is.
No, this guy's cute.
Well, I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard was a recast. Maybe there was a recast that happened here.
I mean,
I was gonna say, how did he not get hit by a car?
He just got jumped by a vampire.
Yeah, he didn't look both ways. That's his problem.
Yep.
You got to pay attention to who has right of way. That's why we can't allow these cyclists to go anywhere.
Oh.
He didn't shatter the glass?
Oh,
there?
Yeah, what?
No, that was... Was that glass he was thrown up against?
Mm-hmm. Well, a window. I like how that person's watching.
Help, I'm being assaulted. By a vampire.
I think. Maybe.
Like, how do you explain that one?
So is this where Kate Beckinsale shows up?
Different movie.
Oh, okay.
Then Martin Sheen crossover, though.
Michael Sheen.
Sorry.
Michael Sheen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this isn't West Wing, Matt.
I would love it if it was played by Martin
The ultimate
Sheen.
Crossover, in fact.
Twilight. Written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. A lot of walking, talking, and eating.
Wow, we're really starting off with almost a horror element to this, huh?
Yeah, they're really finally embracing the horror.
Well, I mean, the other two movies were horror for a different reason.
I don't know, relationships, right? Those are kind of horrors.
Hey, it reminds me of Bella screaming in the last movie.
Oh, there's the moon.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it got, look, an eclipse.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I mean, I have to ask, do you guys think that this will eclipse the previous two films?
Yeah.
I gotta go, everyone.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I appreciate being here after Matt used that pun.
Ice and fire. There it is. They really like this field. They keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
They also really like doing the most dramatic openings to these films possible.
Seriously?
Okay, so we ended the last movie with Edward proposing to her, marry me, and she had already given her commitment to him.
Proposal.
Right?
Well, what annoys me is that she's committed to staying with him forever, like immortality, and his response is, will you marry me? And it's like, buddy, I think that means the same exact fucking thing.
Yeah, I just forgot how much he glistens. You know, I put up all my...
Why does she not want to marry him?
This is a lot funnier if you think of the glistening as sweat.
Oh, that's what you want to think of it as? Okay.
As a sweaty American myself, I would say, you know, I would feel represented if I saw myself.
Matt, does that mean he'll glisten or sweat like this in the Batman? Because I'm kind of for that.
I am very much for that. Mm-hmm. I love when they do legal mumbo jumbo.
You're 7,000 years old and I'm only 18.
Will Mavity sent me a message before we started this one saying that the score by Alexander Desplat is pretty good in this.
Wait, where I come from, you mean the same frickin' place he's been living now?
I think she means the 21st century.
Yeah, but I mean, have these people not modernized? Look at their clothes. Look at the music they're playing while they're having baseball. It's all there.
He's adapted. I would say that he's up to date on current day trends.
Look, she's got some trauma from her own parents' shitty marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis, it's about trauma, is it?
It's about trauma.
She hasn't worked through it yet. She's only 18.
Well, you know, when
remember how she knows?
Hamilton was 18, he wrote a lot of different things. He didn't do stuff like this.
So remember how she knows?
I will gouge your eyes out.
Okay, but remember how she knows when her mom told her dad as she left him?
Hey, there he is.
My favorite character.
There's our man.
My favorite. It's my guy, too.
That is.
I just hear the Marcus Mumford song in my head right now.
Okay, so they made Bella pale again.
Well, I mean, to be
fair.
Yeah,
she's not hanging out with Jacob anymore. Mm-hmm.
They're all pale.
No, I mean, so these movies definitely have different cinematographers. They have to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely like the case of she went to the beach and then she stayed inside for 2 months.
No, because already I can tell that, like, this film's visual style is definitely nowhere near as warm and saturated as it was in the last film.
It's because it's not about Jacob anymore.
Team Jacob all the way.
Really? You're Team Jacob, are you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry, guys.
He's seen those abs.
You know, right now, I have to say I am leaning towards Team Jacob because, as I was saying on the last commentary...
I'm not trying to coerce her.
I'm not. I mean, he's hotter, but I'm not leaning towards
him. No, I think she has better chemistry with him.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think New Moon's better.
That is a friends to lovers romance, which I love to see.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen in real life at all.
Like, Jacob, look, Charlie may be Team Jacob, too. And I think we should do whatever Father Swan thinks.
Charlie's looking a little he's looking a little older.
He's still working it.
Well, if you were worried about this emotional piece of shit, you would be like that. You would be exhausted like that too.
It's true. Oh, poor you, Jacob. Hadn't talked to you in weeks after you said no. I choose my undead boyfriend over you.
What could ever put him off?
Pull your finger out of your ass. That's what I say.
Wait, can you guys confirm with me or not that there was voiceover in the first two?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I forgot about the voiceover.
You blocked it out.
Yeah, it's repressed, Nicole.
Your brain interpreting it as trauma and it repressed it.
Exactly. See, you know, I met this guy one time. No, I'm just kidding. And he stopped a car, too.
Was she always driving this truck?
Yes. That looks like a different interior.
Yeah. Hey!
Didn't even use the door handle.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our full audio commentary track for Twilight Eclipse here on the Next Best Picture podcast as a part of our Twilight Saga Marathon. We previously released the audio commentary tracks for the first and second film, and we still have Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2 to come on our Patreon, where you can get the full audio commentary tracks for all five of these movies, along with other exclusive podcast content from us as well, for a minimum of $1 a month. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always. We shall see you all next time.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.